Nolte, Politico poll shows significant concern over blacklisting cancel culture. By John Nolte on July 23, 2020. When you remove those who are not aware of what the blacklisting cancel culture is, a clear majority, across almost every demographic category, says that cancel culture has gone too far, reports the far-left Politico. Cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. A plurality, 46%, of Americans believe that cancel culture has gone too far. About a quarter of Americans, many of whom are perhaps blissfully offline, said they didn't know or had no opinion on the matter. When they are removed from the results, a clear majority, across almost every demographic category, says that cancel culture has gone too far. 27% of voters said cancel culture had a somewhat positive or very positive impact on society. But almost half, 49%, said it had a somewhat negative or very negative impact. Welcome to today's lesson in how social media and cable news do not reflect anything close to real life. I mean, duh, of course a majority of Americans hate the left's blacklisting campaigns. Their neo-McCarthyism, their ongoing reign of terror. We are Americans after all. Of course Americans are horrified by the idea of blacklisting people, of destroying lives and careers and companies over unapproved words and unapproved ideas, over the left's cry bully acts of safetyism that turn perfectly reasonable and mainstream ideas about sexuality, race, immigration and the like into an act of violence, into something unacceptable, into something toxic that must be stopped before people literally die. And the only people practicing this madness are Politico's own confederates on the extreme left, are fascist tech companies, fascist elites in the corporate media, and the blue checkmark lynching, am I allowed to use that word? Parties on Twitter. What's ironic about this poll is that Politico was an early adopter in cancellation and doxing. In order to protect Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign and the then-failed president's 2012 re-election campaign, extremists at Politico, a couple of whom have since jumped over to the New York Times, doxed and shame everyday people minding their own business for the sin of not supporting their precious Barry. Hideous serial liar Maggie Haberman was an early expert at this. The equally hideous Jonathan Martin might be the right brother of the cancel culture. He's the one who doxed and humiliated a private citizen. The man who would become Joe the Plumber, who dared to ask Precious Barry a tough question after the candidate approached him. You know, after the McCarthy era of the late 40s and early 50s, after the HUAC era that resulted in the UN American Hollywood blacklist of the 50s, it is supposed to be in the American DNA to oppose the sick idea of personally destroying people over their personal moral and political beliefs. No matter how awful those beliefs might be, you fight ugly words with good words, toxic ideas with good ideas, stupidity with moral clarity. That's how it's done in America. At least that is how it's supposed to be done. But the left's ideas are so bad, the Democrat Party's ideology is such a proven failure, blacklisting is all they got. They cannot debate us, so they seek to silence us, to have us disappeared. Well, hopefully this poll reflects a backlash, because in my opinion, the only people who deserve to be blacklisted and cancelled are the blacklisters and cancelers.